threatened bears and rebounding wolves. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Since the 1960s, the Arctic ice cap has thinned by 40%, and an increasingly large area is now open water for much of the year. This is bad news for polar bears, for whom the Arctic ice sheet is a vast hunting ground. According to research published in the journal Nature, the Arctic summer is getting longer and longer, allowing more ice to melt each year. And since the Arctic ice sheet helps to cool the Earth by reflecting sunlight out into space, the less there is of it, the warmer the Earth gets, and the more ice melts. In more upbeat ecological news, a report in Forest Ecology and Management says that newly introduced wolves in Yellowstone Park may save the park's forests. When wolves were hunted from the park decades ago, hungry elk began browsing unafraid in open areas along streams. The elk ate any tiny willow and cottonwood seedlings growing there. Without trees, rains washed the soil into the rivers, ruining habitat for trout and other fish. But now that wolves are back, elk are again avoiding these open areas, and scientists have found that the seedlings are now growing back. Soon there will be small trees again, restoring balance to the riverside ecosystem. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.